This is an IEEE Computer Society podcast. I'm David Alan Greer, and this is a special update, the third, to the In Our Time podcast entitled The Data of the Night. The original podcast in this series dealt with gunshot detectors, which are, in theory, a form of a geographic information system, but are also part of a surveillance system. And one of the questions, as I have told this story to people who are interested in what I write, concerns the First Amendment and privacy. Do gunshot detectors form some kind of an invasion of privacy? Well, I suppose they do, but I live in a city that is heavily cameraed, as almost all urban environments are these days. Cameras that form rings around important buildings, that are spread out in grids in certain neighborhoods, and often form barriers to certain aspects of the city. The gunshot detection system is far less intrusive. You rarely see it and are rarely aware of it. The boxes are small and don't look like much of anything. And the one thing I do appreciate about them is that they are not only less intrusive, but passive. They don't identify you or identify anything unless a noise is made. Now, I know in our city they have provided some interesting stories. We've had people show up at hospitals with gunshot wounds. And when they were treated, they had to file out a police report, as most hospital emergency rooms require such a thing when treating gunshot patients. And the patient claimed to have been involved in some family dispute and shot in some part of town. And of course, the gunshot detection systems has no record of a gunshot heard in that part of town. But they do have one at maybe the same hour or just maybe the same evening in some other part of town. Something that gives you pause, but it is an indication that there are fewer places to hide in the urban landscape. Or, I suppose, in the landscape as a whole. Gunshot detection systems have been recently employed quite effectively in times of emergency, in particular in a couple incidents in the last 10 years when city police or county police have been chasing snipers. The one that received the most publicity was one in which snipers were taking shots at cars and people along an interstate highway system in the American Midwest. In that period, they strung out networks of these gunshot detectors along the highway, looking for the location where things would be found so that people could be deployed quickly. The assumption was that the snipers would be avoiding police cars, but they might not be aware that their actions were being heard. Still, it is part of now what is our landscape, what is our neighborhood, what is our world. These worlds have things now that listen and see and try to keep track of what is going on. This has been an update podcast for In Our Time. These podcasts are based on essays which are published in Computer, which is a magazine published by the Computer Society. More about both the magazine and the society can be found at www.computer.org. To find the information about Computer Magazine, go to that site, click on the Technical Magazines link, and look under Publications. There are other Computer Society podcasts which can be found on the Computing Now website. This site is best found with a search engine. Put in Computing Now into the field. Take the top page, and you will find the website. To find the podcasts, go to the bottom of the page. The music for this podcast came from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network, which you can find at music.podshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.